Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at the hotel seeking advice of Dick Huddleston. Listen.
Well, Dick, it looks like I'm always calling you over here to get your advice on something.
Oh, that's all right, Abner.
I just don't know what I would do if I never had you to sort of lean again in time of trouble this way.
Well, you know, I'm always glad to help you any way I can, Abner. What's the trouble?
Well, it's about Mom.
About Lum?
Yes, sir. Just to be honest, I'm uneasy about him, Dick. I'm just afeard he's going to get himself into a batch of trouble.
Well, how's that, Abner? What you been doing?
Well, he's meddling with the law, for one thing.
What?
This morning, him and Trixie went bicycle riding, and while they was gone, that detective, Mr. Wilson, come down here and got me to take the pass key and let him in Trixie's room so she could search it while she was gone.
Uh-huh.
So when Lum got back, I told him about it, and blamed if he didn't go right straight and tell that Trixie what the detective done.
Well, I'll declare. Well, that's aiding and abetting a criminal. Lum wouldn't know better than that.
Well, he does know better. He's just so in love with that Trixie, he'd do anything for her. That's why I'm so worried about him. He'll do anything she says. Why, she's just liable to get him roped right in with that band of jewel thieves as not.
Yeah, she's dangerous, all right, Abner.
I'm afraid she'll talk him into joining up with them, and then when that detective does round them up, why, there'll be old Lum right in the middle of them.
Yeah, I guess they want him in the gang for protection.
Well, that detective can't do nothing, and Lum running and telling him every time he makes a move.
Why, of course not. Somebody ought to talk to Lum, bring him to his senses. He just probably doesn't realize what he's doing.
I've talked to him, tried to. Don't do a mighty good. He still says he don't believe Trixie's a member of that gang.
Why, she's been seen with the leader of the gang time and again at Professor Collinmore.
Why, of course she has. They went to the county seat in Cedric's car the other day, but that Lum still won't believe it.
Well, you know the old saying, Abner. Love is blind.
And it's working on Lum, all right. He's blind and deep both.
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel sorry for Miss Emmeline.
Miss Emmeline?
Yeah, I thought maybe Lum and her might get married one of these days, but since Trixie come along...
Wait a minute. There comes Lum now. This would be a good time for you to talk to him.
Good time for me to talk to him?
Yeah, he'll listen to you. No, it's just like I say, Dick. We don't get a rain for long, these crops around here are going to burn up sure as the world.
What?
Oh, yes, we do need a good rain, Abner. We sure do.
Howdy, Dick. Howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Lum. How are you?
Oh, fine. I never knowed you was down here.
Well, I just ran over to see how you and Abner's come along with the hotel.
Oh, well, everything's running fine, I reckon.
Well, good.
One thing about it, the guests must like the way I'm managing it. They're all staying.
Yeah, they all got reasons for staying, too. Lum, sit down. I want to talk to you a little.
Yeah, sure. What is it, Dick? What can I do for you?
Well, it's about these guests you've got stopping here, Lum. Now, you know as well as anybody else that there's some very dangerous characters here in this hotel.
Yeah, they are.
That detective took you and Abner into his confidence and told you that you had a band of jewel thieves here in the hotel. He wanted you to help him catch them, recover the stuff they've stolen.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, now, you're just working against him, Lum. He can't do anything if you're going to run and tip them off every time he makes a move around here.
Who told you I done that?
Well, I told him. Told him about you telling Trixie about Mr. Wilson searching her room while you and her was out bicycle riding.
Oh, that. Well, Trixie ain't part of no gang of jewel thieves.
See there?
She's a nice, sweet girl. And he never had no business going in our room that way, neither.
Well, now, listen, Lum. I know you're crazy about Trixie and all that. You'd hate for anybody to accuse her of being a part of that gang. But she is, Lum, and you might as well make your mind up to her.
Why, of course she is. She's been saw talking to the two old maids and the midget, Mame, and Duke. We know they're a part of the gang. And now, since he's come right out in the open and started going around Professor Cauliflower, well, he's...
Calling more.
Well, whatever his name is, he's the main ringleader of the outfit. There ain't no doubts about it, Lon.
I don't care what you say. I'm in love with Trixie, and I don't care who knows it.
Well...
I'll shout it from the housetops, treetops, any kind of tops.
All right. You want to get yourself mixed up with a batch of criminals, why, you're going at it the right way. Me and Dick's just trying to help you, just show you where...
Well, I don't need nobody to tell me who my friends ought to be. I'm a full-grown man, and I know my own mind.
Huh.
If you fellas spend as much time with your own business as you do meddling with others, you get along a heap better, too.
Well, I told you, he won't listen to reason.
Well, sir, I never saw Lon before when you couldn't sit down and reason with him.
Man, you never saw him so much in love before, neither. He's so far gone now, he just sits around looking moon-eyed. That's about the last stages.
Say, Abner, what is this fellow Wilson, this detective? What's he found out since he's been here?
Well, he ain't said, Dick, but he's been doing a terrible lot of investigating. Fact is, he dressed me up the other day in a disguise. Had me helping him.
Yeah, I know. I was over here when we caught you that outfit on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, he knows that there's a bunch he's looking for, all right, don't he?
Oh, yeah, sure. He trailed them down here. See, what he's waiting on now is to catch them with the jewels. That's what he's been trying to locate.
Well, I was just thinking, Abner, if he'd close in on them now, why, the whole thing would be over before Trixie could get Lum mixed up in this thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You suppose that detective's in his room now?
I don't know. I can call his room and find out for you.
Yeah, do that, Abner. Ask him to come down here. Maybe we can talk him into rushing this thing through. Tell him to come right on down if he can. I've got to get back over to the store.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Wilson? This here is Mr. Peabody. Abner. Yeah. Yes, sir. Say, can you come downstairs right quick? Oh, nobody. Just Dick Huddleston. Oh, he's a friend of mine. He wants to help us find the jewels. All right, sir. All right. Could he be right down?
Good.
I forgot that he told us not to tell nobody about him being a detective. He was a little skittish there at first.
Well, of course, these detectives don't like for everybody to know their business, Abner. Wonder if any of the gang has ever suspicioned that he's a detective.
No, I reckon not. Her lesson Lum's told Trixie. Them three are from Chicago, you know, that they stay there in their room all the time. They tried to get me to tell him who he was. I wouldn't do it. I told him I thought he was a traveling drummer.
Well, I'd rather see him find out who he is and then to get Lum mixed up in this thing. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that. He's going to give me and Lum part of the reward. Wait a minute, here he comes.
Oh, that's the first time I've seen him.
Yeah, he stays in pretty close. Well, howdy, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peabody. What's the matter? Have you got some new dope?
No, we just want to talk to you a minute. Shake hands with Mr. Huddleston. He's a friend of mine. He knows all about who you are, and he's going to help us.
Oh, I see. Well, how do you do, Mr. Huddleston?
Mr. Wilson?
We'll need all the help we can get. We're dealing with some very dangerous characters here.
Yes. Are you positive that this is a bunch you're looking for, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, yes. Now, the only reason I haven't closed in on them is that I've got to have some evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly all of them are wanted on some charge or another, but this last job they pulled was in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And if I can catch them with certain famous jewels, there's a double reward in it.
Well, just to come right out flat-footed, Mr. Wilson, the reason we're in such a hurry, see, we're just sort of feared that Mr. Edwards, that's my partner here in the hotel, is so much in love with that Trixie Van Dusen that she might get him mixed up with a gang somewhere or other and get him into a batch of trouble.
Uh-huh. Well, now, while I haven't mentioned it to you, Mr. Peabody, I've suspected for several days that Mr. Edwards was connected with him.
Lum?
Yes. In fact, when I came downstairs just now, I saw him just entering the room of the leader of the gang.
You mean Professor Collingmore's room?
Yes. I felt all along like somebody was tipping them off.
Oh, well, that must not be Lum. He just hates that professor. He wouldn't have nothing to do with him at all.
No, and Lum wouldn't do anything wrong. He's always been one of the most upright citizens here in Pine Ridge.
No, it's that Trixie that's causing all the trouble.
Now, maybe we could slip up to Professor Collingmore's room and overhear what they're talking about.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do. It must be some other business he's seeing him about, though, if it is Lum.
Well, I just can't believe it's Lum.
But, Mr. Huddleston, in my business, we suspect everybody. It sure looked like Mr. Edwards to me, all right.
Well, I won't leave it till I see him, for he just hates that professor to pieces.
Yes, well, you better be quiet.
Yeah.
If they hear us, they'll stop talking.
Yeah, that's right. This is his door right across here now. Just be right quiet now.
No use looking through the keyhole. The chief's got that plugged up.
Oh. I can hear some talking going on in there, but can't make out who it is. Be quiet, listen. I tell you, wait a minute. Let me open the door just a little right easy. It ain't locked, I know.
Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah, careful, Edmund. Careful.
No, Professor Colin Moore, I'd love to join up with you on account of Trixie wants me to so bad, but I'd have to have more money than that out of it. It's dangerous business. If you raise that to $500, you can count me in on it.
Well, just how deep is Lump mixed up in this business? Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.